Workers are arrested for hiring thugs to assault their manager. A Polish priest is jailed for throwing a wild orgy where other stuff happened. And a burglar left a large bowel movement in the victim's toilet, according to the police. These are the weird stories on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. I got you weird. I got you weird right here, see? I got it, see? It's news. Some workers hired thugs to beat up their manager for pressuring them to work harder. Well, that's one way to do it, I suppose. The Bengaluru police arrested five individuals for assaulting a man who works as an auditor with a private firm. Turns out two of the five individuals that were arrested happened to be colleagues of the auditor, and they had hired the goons to beat him up, according to the police. Guys, I think we can all admit that at some point, we've all wished to see our boss suffer. Maybe not your current boss, but there's been a boss along the way. It's hard to go through life without at least one terrible boss that makes you feel like crap, that abuses you. You know, that one person where you just get up and you're like, "Oh, I gotta go in and see this guy today. Ugh, I don't want to do it." The kind of person that makes you want to quit. Most of us have had those, I think. It's hard. Except for maybe Gen Z. They don't even really have jobs, from my understanding. And then, I mean, even if they have a job, they're not going to get one of these terrible bosses, because no one would bring a boss like that around Gen Z. They would cry. You can't do that. They cannot handle anyone that makes that kind of demand on them. Anyways, what I think is strange is that two of his co-workers were present for what looks like the beating in the center of the road. Yeah, they beat him up in a road. The police received a video of this assault. It went viral on social media. The video was shot on the dash camera of a car. It shows the accused men beating this guy, Suresh, the auditor, with an iron rod in the middle of the road. An iron rod. That's a strange choice of weapon. I mean, I've wished bad things to happen to some bosses in my past. Never did I wish them a beating with an iron rod. Only because I couldn't think of it, to be honest with you. All right, let's get some more details before we wrap this up. Let's find out if this guy's going to survive. There's a lot of names in here I cannot pronounce, though, so this is going to be a tragedy. According to the police, Suresh works as an auditor with the milk product company in Bengaluru. It's not naming the company. And then we have some other individuals. One of them is named Umashankar. And the other one is Vinesh. That was an easy one. Whew. Moving right along. These were two that were among those arrested by the police. They also worked with him at the company. How do they think they were going to get away with this? Like, he's not going to recognize them standing there, pointing at him. Yeah, hit him there with the iron rod. He makes us work too hard. When questioned, the accused admitted to the crime, claiming that Suresh, the auditor that was beat in the middle of the road with an iron rod, put a lot of pressure on them. So, they just admitted, yeah, he makes us work extra hours. We get a very short lunch break. It's terrible. I mean, what are we, Disney employees? Come on now. The accused said Suresh had joined the company a year ago and was a very strict auditing officer. He allegedly harassed and demanded that all employees clear the stock balance promptly. I don't know what that means. Before Suresh's arrival, these accused individuals were very lax and delayed in clearing the balance, according to the police. So the police know their business now. Suresh brought this to the attention of the company's seniors and took strict action against some of the employees, including Umashankar and Vinesh, the men that can be seen in the video standing around while goons beat them with an iron rod. It says here, following the direction of the leader of this operation, which happens to be it's got to be the one with the hard name, right? Umashankar. They hired a few goons from KR Purem. I don't know if that's a organization that provides goons for business services, but it's KR Purem. I guess maybe if you guys need to hire somebody for your boss, maybe you're being maltreated at the Cinnabon, just look up KR Param. They'll beat your boss in the middle of the mall with an iron rod. It says The goons followed Suresh and assaulted him with using an iron rod. The police in the area arrested the accused, and the video went very viral. Further investigations are underway. I'm wondering if the viral video has been shared among other displeased office workers around the world. Just sending it to your buddy at work. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Uh-huh. Yeah, let's get this guy after work. A Polish priest is jailed for throwing a wild orgy where a male prostitute died after overdosing on erectile dysfunction pills. Wow, now that's a mouthful of a title right there. Let's repeat it for those in the room who were in the middle of something. A Polish priest is jailed for throwing a wild orgy. That's not all. A male prostitute apparently died after overdosing on some erectile dysfunction pills. I didn't know any of this could even happen in the universe. Can you really die overdosing on erectile dysfunction pills? I never heard of that either. Wow, I got to tell you, the church in Poland is pretty fascinating, much more fun than what's going on in Italy. A Polish priest was sentenced to 18 months in jail for... A guy died. He only got 18 months? How? Anyways, it's 18 months in jail for sex and drug crimes. This was after an incident in which a man reportedly collapsed during an orgy at his home. So you got the Polish priest having an orgy at his home. The lesson here is if you're a priest that likes to have orgies at your home with male prostitutes, you know, do your homework on the correct dosage of Viagra, because you want to make sure that you're not having to hide a body at the end of the day. It says here, a man collapsed at his party. You mean the orgy? The priest orgy? Priest having orgies. I mean, I can't wrap my head around this stuff. A man collapsed at the party after taking too many erectile dysfunction pills. According to the media, the man was a prostitute. So you got the priests having an orgy and they're bringing in male prostitutes. One of the partygoers called an ambulance, but when... let's call them orgy goers, not party goers. We want to call them orgy goers. Let's give them their proper due. One of the orgy goers called an ambulance, but when the paramedics arrived, they were refused entry and were only able to attend to the man after police were called, according to the reports. Let me get this straight. You called an ambulance, you orgy goer? When the paramedics arrived, they were refused entry into the orgy? And because of this, a man died. Wait, you called an ambulance and they weren't allowed in. This makes no sense at all. Apparently, the priest is referred to as Thomas Z. What's the matter? They can't give his real name? Oh, got to protect the priest so you can send him to another location after their 18-month sentence is up. Yep. Got to get him another gig somewhere, but can't let him know what happened. So no doubt this will not be the last of his drug-fueled orgies at his house. And all on the parishioner's dime. Isn't that nice, guys? You got your local government mishandling your funds. You got your local church mishandling your funds. Now, this priest, Thomas Z, was sentenced for sexual offenses, supplying some drugs, failing to provide assistance to a person in danger of loss of life or serious bodily harm. He's been ordered to pay the victim 15,000 zlotys. How do you say that? Is this are these Polish bucks? I've never had to pronounce Polish bucks before. I've never been to Poland. One of my favorite artists is from Poland. Beksiński. Are you familiar with Zlatosław Beksiński? Anyways, back to Jonesy trying to pronounce these Polish bucks. I think it's zlotys. I love how you guys like to put an L next to a Z. What a cruel trick you're playing on the rest of the world. I see what you're doing, Poland. Oh, you're trying to do one up on the PN word that we use over here. Like pneumonia, but it's got a P on it. That's a trick we like to play over here. Although, I don't know, maybe pneumonia is used elsewhere as well. Okay, zlotys. 15,000 zlotys. He's going to pay the victim? I thought the victim died. I don't know what we're doing here with the information here. Something's off. Something's amiss. It says the man lost his life, but now you're paying the victim? You mean the victim's family for the funeral? So you should probably give him a free service, too, on the church, right? Yeah. I mean, after all, the church killed him. Anyways, the 15,000 zlotys in damages and to pay several thousand zlotys to a fund set up to help the victims of crime. So I would implore all of you to please donate your zlotys to help the victims of crime. You guys ought to pay some zlotys to get a public defender to put these priests away for life, you know, and release their names to the public. Due to the nature of the case, the trial took place behind closed doors. Oh, behind the closed doors, of course. You gotta protect the clergy. You can't have it out there in the open. So ridiculous. So ridiculous, the church. When will they go away, guys? When will they go away? It says here, a similar incident to this, an Italian priest was sentenced to 3 years in prison in late 2021 for stealing nearly 120 zlotys. No, it was Italian bucks, I assume. Vatican dollars? What do they call them? Vatican bucks? He stole $120,000 from the church to buy drugs for gay sex parties that he hosted. So this is kind of a thing they like to do. Just, you know, steal funds from the coffers and put on their gay, drug-fueled sex parties with male prostitutes. Good times, guys. Good times. Getting into heaven. Let's all get into heaven. How do we get into heaven? Well, you ask those guys over there. They know how to get into heaven. A burglar left a large bowel movement in a victim's toilet, according to the Ontario police. Looks like we got a turd burglar here. If you gotta go, you gotta go. You know that. An Ontario woman has been arrested for a weekend break-in during which police say a large bowel movement was left in the victim's toilet. Wait a minute. A woman was arrested for this? A woman did this? Ooh, our serial pooper is a female, it turns out. Big surprise. Usually this is sort of the activities of degenerate boys. Apparently officers were called to a home on Edinburgh Road after 4 p.m. on Saturday. The homeowners told police that they had gone out around 3 hours earlier and returned to find several of their windows smashed. Some things were missing, such as prescription medications, clothing, sunglasses, heirloom jewelry, coins, along with some other property. The suspect, also known as the burglar, also known as the turd burglar, also left behind some things, such as clothing, boots, and credit cards. And in case you couldn't find out who they were and nab them for the crime at that point, a quarter pound of DNA in the toilet as well. Very, very foolish individual, clearly. Or maybe this is just happens to be the code among thieves. Take some shit, leave some shit. I don't know. I've never been a thief before. Video surveillance captured this woman leaving the property, pulling a suitcase full of property. So it was a lady. She took a deuce and took a suitcase. 3 days later, officers were patrolling downtown when they spotted a woman wearing some of the stolen clothing. This woman is just doing it all wrong. This criminal is so dumb. I mean, can you act any more Florida, but up in Ontario? Police searched the lady and found more stolen property, including jewelry and coins from the same house or another house. Has she been pooping all over the neighborhood as she's stealing things? The 22-year-old from Guelph, is that a place? Guelph? G-U-E-L-P-H, that's a very funny word. Guelph, you know, Guelph is flag backwards. Did you guys know that? They're just letting you guys know. Maybe you live in Guelph. Someone leave a deuce. Someone leave you a little upper decker the other day. Ooh, that's when you're really doing it. You leave an upper decker. You guys should Google that. If this was a real criminal, it'd be an upper decker. The 22-year-old, this is awfully young to be pooping in people's toilets and robbing them. She's been charged with break and enter and possessing stolen property. What about the poop? Isn't that some sort of toilet bowl graffiti? This has got to be her calling card, right? She left a floater. The brown bandit. This is what you call not breaking and entering, breaking and exiting. How about that? Yeah, guys, doing it. Hello, my friends and listeners of the show. Thanks for being with me, being present. Appreciate that. Please tell a friend about Weird AF News if you could. That's my call to action at this moment. It's a great way to spread the show around. Maybe you have somebody who could benefit from this strange podcast that we let into our lives every day. You know, maybe mainstream news has got your buddy down and you're just like, hey, bro, check this out. Mainstream news, you don't need that. listen to some weird news, have a laugh, learn about the weird world around you. Be thankful you're not these idiots that are in the stories. You know, this sort of thing. It can make your life better is what I'm saying. Also, anyone who you think might enjoy Florida Friday episodes, maybe you have a friend that like loves Florida Man news. That's a reason to suggest Weird AF News. By the way, the next episode is going to be the Florida Friday episode, I believe. So if you'd like to get busy and send me some Florida stories, my email is funnyjones@gmail.com. You can also send it to me in my Instagram DMs at funnyjones as well. So send me whatever weird Florida news from this week. And, you know, I'll try and put it all together and release the best Florida Friday episode that a boy can while he's still traveling. So not easy. I'm trying to juggle all kinds of commitments and also do the show. So, yeah. Have you guys guessed the country I'm in now? Trying to think of another hint for you here. Can't really think of one. What are they known for? I don't know. I went to a war museum. They're known for a war. That's for sure. Anyways, it's really hot. That probably doesn't help. They're all hot right now. It's so hot. I'm dying. I'm taking like 3 showers a day at least. My clothes. I have to keep buying socks, man. Keep buying socks. Ah, so frustrating. Thank God they're cheap. Anyways, what else? Oh, I guess if you want to support the show, please, I don't know, go to weirdafnews.com and buy me a coffee or you can join the Patreon. That's a way to do it. That's the way to do it. Supporting Weird AF News, it is for free.